CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news.
Owen Sound Police Service recovered a submerged vehicle from the harbor and inside found a woman's body. In a release, Owen Sound Police say the OPP, Owen Sound Fire Department, and Grey County EMS were called early Thursday morning to a report of a vehicle submerged just off the pier of the harbor near the grain elevators. The OPP underwater search and rescue team recovered the vehicle, and a 38-year-old woman was pronounced deceased at the scene. Her identity is being withheld while her family's notified. Police do not suspect foul play. West Grey Police Service have now laid charges in connection to a murder investigation. In a release, West Grey Police say they have charged 34-year-old Cody Hearsom with second-degree murder. Police were called to a report of a shooting at a home on Grey Road 4, while later that evening, OPP found a deceased 62-year-old man in the area of Walters Falls. Following a weekend manhunt, Hearsom was arrested. Police also confirmed the identity of the victim, 62-year-old Brett Douglas Hearsom of West Grey. There is a desperate need for volunteer drivers to take cancer patients to their treatments in the Hanover and Walkerton area. Mark Cahan, the volunteer recruiter with the Canadian Cancer Society's Wheels of Hope, says they're looking ideally for someone who can volunteer one day a week or half a day a week, is fully vaccinated, with no more than 3 demerit points on their license.
It's an incredibly heartwarming experience. It's amazing how appreciative these people are that a stranger has given them a ride to their treatment. The magic definitely happens in the vehicle. The kindness, the compassion, the conversations. If you like helping people and you like driving, this is the perfect volunteer opportunity for you.
If you're able to volunteer, you can visit cancervolunteer.ca and click on Mission Projects or email volunteer@cancer.ca. Goderich Mayor John Grace says council wants to explore more ways to take advantage of their downtown and the square. Grace says there's an opportunity to utilize more space to create patios for people to sit on and to look out over the park. Grace says not many streets have a park view across from them as they sit out on a patio of a restaurant, so council wants to take advantage of that and get as many patios in front of restaurants as possible. Perth County Tourism is looking for input on how to enhance cycling experiences in the area. Tourism Officer Ashley Lansink says they want to hear from anyone interested in local cycling.
We have a consulting team on with us right now to help us build our cycle tourism program, but we really want the input and the feedback from local cyclists and the local stakeholders.
You can get involved by emailing tourism@perthcounty.ca. In sports, the federal government is freezing Gymnastic Canada's funding until the National Sport Organization signs on with the new office of the Sport Integrity Commissioner. The office began taking complaints about the maltreatment in sports on June 20th. More than 500 gymnasts have been asking for an independent investigation into their sport. The New York Yankees lost both games of a doubleheader to the Houston Astros as Major League Baseball's regular season resumed yesterday. Houston won 3-2 and 7-5. The Jays send Kevin Gausman to the mound tonight in Boston. First pitch is at 7:10. A big weekend in Brussels as the 50th annual Men's Invitational Fastball Tournament starts up tonight. The host Brussels Tigers open things up against Rockwood on the main diamond at 7, with 4 other games on the schedule. The Brussels Optimist Club will also be selling 50-50 tickets and tickets for their homecoming drive-through and pork chop barbecue. The Chatsworth Longhorns under-17 softball team is competing at the Ontario Summer Games in Mississauga. Chatsworth plays Springbrook at 9:30 this morning, then faces Tavistock at 1 p.m. Canada's Brooke Henderson carded a 7-under and was tied for second after the first round of the Evian Championship in France. The second round is underway. In the CFL, the Montreal Alouettes beat Ottawa 40-33 for their second win of the season. BC defeated Hamilton 17-12. Sunshine today with a light breeze, a high of 30. Clear tonight, a low of 19. Partly to mostly sunny tomorrow, windy, a high of 32. Clear tomorrow night, low 19. Sunday, showers, windy, a high of 26. Monday, a mix of sun and cloud, and a high of 25.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on CKNXNewsToday.ca.